are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Diligence. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge.
Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Tell somebody knowledge.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Oh, glory to God. Knowledge. Knowledge about God. One of the things that I said Wednesday night is that we could be right in our heart, but wrong in our head. Come on, somebody. Amen. Oh, glory to God. How many remember in the Bible when David began to transport the ark? He wanted to bring the ark into Jerusalem. Yes. Oh, glory to God. This ark, it represented God's presence. And so, but he was doing it the wrong way. And it caused trouble. Yes. Oh, glory to God. And so he was doing it because of a lack of knowledge. Somebody say a lack of knowledge. And so God wants us to get to know him, to get to know him so well. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're never going to know everything, but I've come to find out that once you found a place, oh, glory to God, there's always another place. Oh, glory to God. All right. I'm going to say that again. Once you found a place, once you think that you're comfortable on a level, God will say, come up here. Here's another level. okay, all right. It's one of the reasons why we as leaders got to be patient with the people of God. We got to be patient. Why? Because we have been there and done that, where we've been right in our hearts, come on, and wrong in our heads. okay, all right. I guess I'm the only one that's been there. See, I'm confessing my faults and my sin. Are you with me, babe? You with me, baby? All right, okay, all right. My wife said, oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says that if a man lack wisdom, that he ought to do what?
Ask.
You know, when you look up the word wisdom, you're going to find, under the definition, you're going to find the word knowledge also. Oh, glory to God. And why? Because God wants us to have some knowledge. Go to Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. I thank God for his glory. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, the glory of God was in the praise and worship service. My son, he's too old for me to spank him now, but he cut it short. I mean, I wanted to stay out here and pray. I wanted to praise someone. Glory to God. If I could go back in time, I'd probably give him a spanking and then come back to this. Talking about, what you talking about, Dad? I know you ain't done it yet, but I'm going to go ahead and spank you anyway, so when you get to that place in time, you will know. Oh, glory to God. And so, daughter, what does it say?
Daniel chapter 11, verse 32.
Uh-huh.
It reads, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
Read that one more time, that second half. The people what?
But the people that do know their God.
The people that do know their God, knowledgeable of God, have knowledge of God. Oh, glory to God. Not just a general knowledge. I'm going to say that again. Not just a general knowledge. A lot of us in the body of Christ, a lot of people in the body of Christ just have a general knowledge about God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And but yet we're walking around saying, I know God. And I was telling the people Wednesday night how I was dealing with this young man who kept saying, I know God, but it didn't even own a Bible. Come on. Didn't even have a Bible app. I was like, well, you got a Bible app on your phone? No, but I know God. Ooh, glory to God. Okay, all right. You know, I like to, you know, there's times in the morning time I'll get up and, I believe that I hear best from the Lord. I'll sit there and, man, I'm telling you, it's just like he's just speaking, just dropping this stuff in my spirit. And so, tell somebody you got to become knowledgeable of God. When he's saying those that know their God. Oh, glory to God. Those that know their God. We're going to get to the second half. See, because when you begin to hang out with God, what's on God begins to rub off on you. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Okay, all right. His strength begin to rub off on you. You might want to write this down.
Thank you, God.
His strength begins to rub off on you. Okay, all right. His power, his ability begins to rub off on you. His might begins to rub off on you. His love, you'll love the way God loved. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You'll love all men. You'll love with a bound. Come on. Some of us talking about, I know God, but come on, you don't even know two or three scriptures of verses of love. Everybody knows, for God so loved the world, but give me some other love verse scriptures, love scriptures. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says your love ought to be expanding. Come on. The Bible talks about measures of love, the width, the length, the height, the depth. And then it turns around and says, and to know the love of God. Come on. There is a difference. We have measures on our love. We have limitations on our love. Come on, somebody. We love people that love us. What's this song that say, somebody love me back or something like, oh, okay, all right. Sometimes we love people that love us back. Can't even think of the song. We just looking for, all right. Thank you, Deacon Ed, boy. Come on, when it come down to a song, especially an old school song, come on now. See, you should have been helping him out on the keyboard. We'll talk about that later. That was before his time. Okay, all right. Somebody say his love. Y'all help me preach this. Oh, glory to God. His love. Because what he loves, you'll love. Ooh, if you don't love people, how you say you love God and you don't love people? Okay.
Amen.
All right. I hope we're messing some of y'all up on that. His mind. Come on. You'll think like him. How you say you know God and you don't even have the mind of God? Come on. Oh, glory to God. You get to hanging out with God, you'll be... They told Peter. Peter was hanging out by the fire and had the nerves to be talking like Jesus was talking. And they said, we know you've been hanging out with him because you sound just like him. Oh, glory to God. You'll have his mind.
That's right.
Y'all gonna make me preach up in here. All right. We're gonna let the Holy Ghost preach. You'll have his faith, the God kind of faith. Come on, the God kind of faith that created the heavens. Oh, glory to God, the universe that caused God to introduce himself at the very beginning as a creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Oh, glory to God. My God, you'll have his compassion. Compassion. Oh, glory to God. Compassion. This word come means to circle. Jesus stepped out of the boat, stepped out of a ship, saw all the people. He said, man, they're like sheep without a shepherd. And the Bible says he had compassion. In other words, his passion, he had so much passion, it circled everybody. that was standing out there. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. My God, he fed. Okay.
There's a difference between pity and passion. Woo, glory. You could pity somebody, but do you have compassion upon them?
Amen. Oh, glory to God. You'll see the way he see things. Because sometimes we're only seeing things the way we see things. And then we think God sees the way we see. God don't see the way you see. He knows how you see. Come on, somebody. But he don't always see things the way you see it. We want God to see things the way we see things. God says, my ways are not like your ways. Come on. I ain't like you. I want you need to get more like me. Come on. So that you can dominate. Yeah, bye bye. So you can dominate. My God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. You spend time with him, you'll start taking on his wisdom. Ah, glory to God. All right. We ain't get too much off, make too much of a, oh, glory to God. There's nothing like the wisdom of God. Here's Paul praying for the Ephesians, saying, God, that you would give these people a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Come on. You'll begin to take on his wisdom. Here's one for you. You'll begin to take on his wealth. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. You'll begin to take on his wealth. Hallelujah. Rocks of money will become common just like rocks. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Okay. All right. Patience. You'll begin to take on his patience. You'll be patient with people. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Y'all know we got some Christians that'll cuss you out on the top, on the drop of a dime. They go from 0 to 100 and, okay, all right. I ain't looking at nobody. I'm holding my head down. I ain't looking at nobody. And then you'll become, and the last thing that I wrote down is that you'll become jealous of what he is jealous of. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God is jealous for his people. Oh, glory to God. God is jealous for you. My God. My God. My God. Somebody say knowledge. And so the Bible says those that know their God shall be strong. Everybody do this. Everybody do this. Oh, glory to God. Say strong.
Strong.
Now put your muscles down. We ain't talking about your strength. Oh, glory to God. I just wanted you to lift them arms up so that you can, you know, the Bible says, I believe in the book of Jeremiah, cursed is the man that puts his trust in the arm of flesh. Oh, glory to God. God don't need your muscles. You can't get nothing done. You know, the disciples were rowing. They were trying. Jesus told them to go to the other side. And here they are. They're rowing. They're stuck in the middle of the sea. They're trying to get there. The Bible says the wind was boisterous. Oh, glory to God. They were stuck like Chuck. Come on. And here comes Jesus walking on the water. Come on. They were trying to do it in their own strength and in their own ability. But when you look at God, they finally, you know, realize, okay, it's Jesus walking on the water. They invited him into the boat. And when you go to the book of St. John, you'll see that as soon as Jesus stepped foot into the boat, the Bible says immediately they were at their destination. Ooh, you got to learn to invite the supernatural into whatever you're trying to do. The ability of God into whatever you're trying to do. God's ability, God's might, God power, God help. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Oh, glory to God. Ooh, God. So, those that know their God shall be strong. Strong. Speaking of God's strength. Speaking of God's ability, the anointing, the power of God that will enable you to do what? The exploits. Oh, glory to God. So I looked up the word exploit. I had a pretty good idea. I already know it means to take advantage of someone or something. Because
Look at this here. We get to know God. Come on. We start taking on his anointing. We start taking on his ability, his strength, his power. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. All right, I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. Because, let me say this here. One of the meanings of exploits, I'll just hit some of the definitions, the meaning. It means to make use of. How are we going to take on all of this here power, anointing, and don't use it to benefit ourselves? Okay. All right. It means to put to use. It means this. I'm just reading off what exploit means. It means to use. Tell somebody, use it. Use to good advantage. Oh, glory to God. In other words, to use it to your advantage. What am I saying? I'm telling you that you got to use what's on your life. Maybe you're not using it because we don't know what's on our lives. Ooh, glory to God. Or maybe you know what's on your life, but you just want to be comfortable. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
I just want to be comfortable.
My God.
Oh, glory to God. Got all that power. Got all that anointing. Come on. Don't lay hands on nobody. Come on, somebody. Walk past a blind man like he ain't even blind, you know. It means to draw on. Why you ain't drawing on what's in and on your life? Okay. It means to profit from or profit by. Hold up now. I'm telling you, come on, God dropped all of this stuff on me. I ain't read this in a book. I'm just telling you what's in your life, what's on your life that comes from the knowledge of God. Oh, glory to God. And then why aren't you using it? Why aren't you taking advantage of it? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Why aren't you bettering even yourselves with it? Oh, glory to God. Because one of the definitions is to make capital out of, okay? To cash in on. To milk. Come on. Why aren't you milking this thing? My God, up inside. I can run off. I'm in the wrong church. I need to be in one of them churches where they jumping up and shouting, hollering. Ah, running to the... Glory to God. Okay. All right. Now, so that's part one. That's part one of exploit. Oh, glory to God. Because once you begin to use it, then you kick in the part two. You know how when you have the definition and it tells you, it says one of the meanings, and then it tells you another meaning. Because once you begin to take advantage of what's on your life, come on, I'm still talking about knowing God. I'm still talking about the knowledge, knowing. Because sometimes, because we don't know, come on, okay, all right, it means a bold or daring feat. Come on. The most heroic is doing something heroic. Exploits of the war. It means a feat, a deed, an act, an adventure, a stunt. Come on, Evel Knievel. Come on, Evel Knievel was jumping motorcycles over 30, 40 cars. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He was mine, huh? Oh, tried to jump over Grand Canyon. Come on. He didn't even have what we got. Come on, somebody.
Oh, look. He believed he could do it.
Come on. Ooh, glory to God. The joker probably took a little bicycle and was jumping over everything, and he just took it to a whole nother level. He was exploiting his ability. Come on. Ooh, glory to God. Tell somebody. It means accomplishment, to triumph. To triumph. To triumph. To triumph. To trump, to triumph. Oh, glory to God. This all right?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. So he says, those that know their God shall be strong and do what?
Exploits.
Exploits. Exploits. It was Christ on the cross
And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes.
They don't have a knowledge of what they're doing. They don't even know. Come on. They don't even know that they're being used by the enemy, but I'm still going to turn it around.
Okay, all right. Yes.
But the Father, the Father's going to turn this thing around. Come on. Yes. And get the glory out of this. God know how to get the glory out of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Come on, get this thing. They don't even know what they're doing, but I know what they're doing. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I'm up here on purpose. Come on. I'm hanging on this cross on purpose. Because when I get down, when I get off of this crowd, this cross, look out. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. See, because. Yeah, bye, bye, bye. Because here's God. Here's God, and here we are in 2 Peter. In 2 Peter, and here's Peter saying, add to your faith. Because we're talking about knowing. We're talking about knowledge. Because we as the people of God was never supposed to stay in a place of trying to always believe God. This is why the Lord said you only need a mustard seed of faith, because you weren't always supposed to stay there. Let me say this. There's believing God or having faith in God. Come on. Okay, all right. But there's a knowing God also, and God wants us to get to a place where we know about Him. Come on. You ain't always trying to believe Him for everything. Yeah, when God take you to another level. Come on, God said, well, that mansion over there is yours. Yeah, you're going to have to believe, you know. But come on, there ought to be some things that you ought to know about God by now. I was telling the church that I've been married to this woman for 32 years. I don't have to sit around and believe stuff about her. I know her. I know she loved my boys. I know she spoiled my boys. Come on. I know they make money and she give them money. Come on. Hey, I know my wife. If somebody was come up and say, I saw your wife give your sons $1,000 a piece, I say, yep, that's her. That's her. That's... Look at them laughing. They can't even deny it. I know my wife. I don't have to sit around and believe. As a matter of fact, I don't even have to sit around and believe that she's my wife. I know she's my wife. Oh, glory to God. Some of us have to sit around and believe. We're always constantly believing things about God. If you get to know God, stop trying to believe who you don't know. Get your neighbor and say, stop trying to believe who you don't know. Let me say this here. Now knowledge comes in measures. It comes in measures. I heard my son, he was, you know, talking about the scripture about where, you know, Moses, where Aaron and Miriam, you know, they had a measure of knowledge about God. But they didn't have the same measure of knowledge as Moses did. Come on. And so they were throwing Moses up under the bus. As a matter of fact, Moses really was a wonderful picture of the Savior, because he's a picture of the Savior. Because he brought, the Lord used him to bring Israel out of Egypt. So he's a picture of the Savior. Okay, y'all catch this now. Y'all catch this. And so here he is, a picture of the Savior, now who's in the camp and marries an Ethiopian woman. He's now a picture of bringing in the Gentiles. My God. And see, and so he had a revelation. Here he is. He's living under what? Grace in a dispensation of the law. He's the giver of the law. Come on. I'm just saying, he's a picture. You got to catch this thing. Because sometimes even people don't understand your revelation. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And there might be something that you don't understand, but guess what? Shut up and pray about it. You know, it's amazing. I was telling the preacher, I said, you know,
I said, man, I've talked with some preachers. They've been in, okay, I've talked with some preachers, and you say something about speaking in tongues, and they'll be like, speaking in tongues? What you talking about? Now, these folks preaching the gospel. Now, I'm just saying. And they don't have a clue. And they're running around talking about this is not for this day. This is not for this hour. It's been done away with. Hold up. God says that there will be things that will be done away with. But who in your pride has told you that God has done away with it now? Or in the time that you want it to be done? See, because the problem is that, guess what? It hasn't manifested in their lives. And so as far as they're concerned, it's done away with. Well, as long as you keep believing with that little measure that you believe with, it is going to be done away with in your life. Come on, somebody. I thank God that he isolated me to elevate me, because I you know what, I was up under a ministry, wonderful ministry, come on, but that was just things that they didn't believe. Come on, they had limits, they had measures. Yes. And it took for me to get on the Space Center, get around a spirit-filled preacher, come on, and what was on him began to rub off on me, to the point that I was in the back of the locker room. Yeah. Nobody had to lay hands on me. God filled me with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in tongues, and I was like, look at this. I had to almost watch it from getting an attitude, because I'm like, man, some stuff just wasn't being taught to me. Oh, glory to God. And I realized that, guess what? I was dealing with people that had measures or general knowledge, that thought they knew God and really didn't know God. They knew God, but they knew God in degrees, or and they were stuck on a level and weren't trying to go any higher. Look at your neighbor and preach to him again. Say, there's another place. You're in a good place, but there's another place. There's another level. There's more to it. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent, and today's question's about Mary Magdalene. You can imagine her grief over the Lord's execution, especially since she knew he was innocent. It's reasonable that she wanted to embrace her teacher when she saw him after the resurrection, but in John 21, Jesus told Mary, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father." Well, John, one of our listeners makes this observation. Other followers came into physical contact with Christ after his resurrection without hindrance. What prompted Jesus to forbid one of his most faithful followers from clinging to him? John?
That's a good question, and the answer is really bound up in the original language. When Mary Magdalene reached out to touch Jesus, it was really an indication that she wanted to hold on to him. The brief period of time in which he was gone, the period of his death, had devastated her. That's why her grief was so great. And the thought